Next item on the agenda is Hampton Department of Public Works, 071853. Elizabeth, good afternoon.
Afternoon. The Hampton Department of Public Works requests authorization to mechanically dredge 4,388 cubic yards of material to restore maximum depths of minus 4 feet below mean low water adjacent to city property situated along Cooper's Creek and the southwest branch of the Back River in Hampton. The project is protested by several nearby property owners. The project site is located on Cooper's Creek and the southwest branch of the Back River at Gosnold's Hope Park near Langley Air Force Base in Hampton. This section of the shoreline along the Back River is primarily residential. The applicant is proposing to mechanically dredge 4,388 cubic yards of sediment to restore maximum depths of minus 4 feet. I'll briefly go through the application drawings. They're starting here at the public city boat ramp that is at Gosnold's Hope Park and continuing down Cooper's Creek out into the southwest branch of the Back River. Oh, wrong way. The bottom channel width is an average of 40 feet up until they get to this marsh island where it's been decreased to 20 to avoid any impacts to that marsh. Sorry, I'm going the wrong way again. Then back out into the southwest branch of the Back River. Side view drawings. The channel was originally dredged in 1984 under VMRC permit number 84-1669. Since then, no maintenance dredging has occurred, and a 2006 hydrographic survey of the area indicates that existing depths are inadequate for boaters to use the boat ramp at low tide. Dredge material will be offloaded and transported by truck to an adjacent upland location at a soccer field near the boat ramp. You can see that down here. The effluent will be discharged back into Cooper's Creek using a pump-out line from the containment area to the boat ramp with a silt bag installed at the end of the line. And there's showing the berm at the containment area. This is an aerial photograph. The boat ramp is down here. And the channel comes out here. There's the boat ramp. Staff received 5 letters of protest from nearby property owners. The protestants are concerned that the city is not continuing the dredging past the boat ramp into the man-made portion of Cooper's Creek, which would be back into here.
I haven't had it yet.
And also that the application does not address erosion along the banks of Cooper's Creek. This project did not require a permit from the Hampton Wetlands Board, given that no dredging is proposed in the board's jurisdiction and also the government exemption in the code. The VIM Shoreline Stabilization Report indicates that dredging resuspends bottom sediments in the water column, and they recommended a time of year restriction from July through September to lessen adverse impacts during the oyster spawning season. While staff is sensitive to the concerns of the protestants, dredging the man-made portion of Cooper's Creek is out of the commission's jurisdiction. Staff also encouraged the city to consider addressing erosion along the banks of Cooper's Creek. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with the VIM's recommended time of year restriction from July through September. Do you have any questions?
Yeah. Questions of Ms. Gallup?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
I want to make sure I understand what the letters of protest saying. They're saying that they're disappointed that the dredging will not go to the left down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll get that.
They don't seem to be concerned about the dredging that's proposed.
Well, they're concerned
that it's not big enough. Is that right?
They're concerned that the dredging is not going to. They're concerned that the erosion along the banks are going to continue to impact the depth of the water there, and that the dredging will alleviate it to a point, but not permanently, since the upland is not being protected.
So
I'm not sure I understand.
I thought they were saying that they live up creek and they want to, why not dredge more?
Right. That, and also they are concerned about all of this not being protected with riprap or a bulkhead. I'm not sure what they're proposing.
That's a second issue.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes. So that, okay, those were the two main issues.
What you're saying and what I would understand is that in terms of dredging more up the creek,
mm-hmm.
that's out of our jurisdiction. That's not something
private
we...
Private property, right.
Right. It's not something we have anything to do with.
Right.
Okay. But downstream, if there's an erosion problem, then we perhaps should be concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Further questions? Thank you, Ms. Gallup. City here, represented? Yes, sir. Yes, sirs. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self of God.
Yes, sir.
State your name, please.
Pete Crum with Kinley Horn & Associates.
Chuck Fleming, City Hampton.
Who's first?
I suppose I can go first. just wanted to, I guess, reiterate that this is a maintenance dredging project and that we're basically conforming to the existing footprint, which was permitted in 84 originally. There was an extension in 1986 which extended the dredging from essentially from the point at the mouth of Cooper's Creek all the way down to the boat ramp. So we're conforming to that original channel. And again, to restate that we have avoided all impacts to vegetative wetlands and intertidal mudflats in this project.
Yes, sir.
To address the two concerns, first off, the channel upstream is private. It's a private channel, and the city, at this time, council's decision not to dredge private property, only public property. Second of all, the erosion problem, we're aware of it, and we're addressing it within our capital projects list. However, it's not a part of this proposal as it states right now. But we're looking, we understand there's some state funds that perhaps may be available to apply to addressing the erosion problem, and we're looking at that internally.
For the record, you're exactly right, Mr. Fox. What they do beyond what's not our jurisdiction is not before us whatsoever today, and nor should it be part of the argument. Any questions of the gentleman from the commission? Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Anyone in opposition to the project? Mr. Snyder? Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Commissioner Bowman, commissioners.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
State your name for the record, if you would, please.
Yes, sir. I'm Larry Snyder. I live at 213 Skipper Court in Hampton. Lived at that address for the past 21 years. I'm right across from the public ramp and up two houses, so I'm pretty familiar with what's been going on there in that time frame. First of all, I'd like to commend the City of Hampton for addressing the issue of dredging the canal there. So I think it's a good deal. I'm a little more of the cart before the horse type of thing on this thing. My opposition is not to the concept of dredging the waterway. It's merely the scope, the method of the existing project as it exists now. As you know, Commissioner Bowman, I have a lot of engagement with the RFAB as far as that process is concerned, and I've talked with people both here at VMRC and the City of Hampton and encouraged them to link up a little bit, become more knowledgeable of the process. There are monies available that support access to for recreational boaters and fishermen. This is a classic example. As I think most of you know, you go right out of here, you're into Back River, and then straight out Back River, and you have access to the whole lower portion of the Chesapeake Bay, and directly east is Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. So it's a matter of how best to do it. I'm not suggesting you hold the City of Hampton hostage until they do it the way I want to or anything like this, but I plant that seed slightly in the sense that it seems like you should do one thing before you do the next. I'm not an engineer, but I support the concept of dredging, but if we can go back, that aerial view, zoomed in a little closer there.
It's right.
Not zooming, but you had a picture up there.
What is it, this one?
No, the one on the right, number 15. Yeah, if you just blow that one up. Again, I'm not I understand what you're saying about the waterway upstream of the public boat ramp. I think that's something that the citizens, me being one of them, on the waterway, need to address with the city of Hampton about that, because you have the problem of stormwater sewers that are dumping sediment in there, and that's causing a problem there, and that affects the lower portion too. But again, that can be dealt with, I think, in another forum, obviously. But from this public waterway down, it's that. You can see the top side of the waterway. That's that shoreline that I'm concerned about. That's about 3 feet above the water, and it's a perfectly vertical hunk of soil there that sits there. Over the past 10, 15 years, countless good-sized trees have been undermined by the boat traffic that goes in and out of there. And it's a straight up and down vertical bank, and those trees just kick over, block the waterway. Public owners periodically have to pull those aside. The city has to pull them up the boat ramp, dispense of them. And of course, that keeps aggravating the problem further, because you're getting more and more undermining there, and the bank just keeps dropping away. So to me, it would seem the logical thing would be to stabilize the bank, then dredge it. Then you don't have to have any of the follow-on problems of whatever riprap that you put in there and that process of knocking down some of the stuff in there. But that's my main concern with the project, is that I would recommend that you perhaps hold off their proposal as far as dredging until they can step back, repackage the proposal, include the stabilization with the dredging, and at the same time, that's a key access ramp there. The ramp is fine itself, but the planking, the piers, nothing's been done on them in 20 years. Okay. That can easily be tied into a proposal, condensed, and the majority of the project probably paid out of RFAB funds. And again, I've already talked with staff here. Sonia's, I think, touched base with Mr. Fleming, and I just hate to see
For the record, that's Recreational Fishing Advisory Board saltwater fishing money, for those that...
And I just hate to see the money, some of the money wasted for dredging when, if they do stabilize the bank with riprap, that process itself could put more sediment down in there. It just seems like a logical sequence should be altered there.
All right.
Appreciate your time.
My time is yours, Larry. Mr. Snyder, I think Mr. Fox has got a question for you.
Yeah.
Mr. Snyder, is that channel a no-wake zone?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Are you familiar with jet skis? Obviously you are.
I don't like them anymore.
They go roar. It's weekends primarily, especially in the summer. They're just roaring up and down there occasionally. You know, no matter what the city of Hampton or BMRC, they can't be everywhere all the time. Right. And, it's a significant problem there. There is a no-wake sign that's out at the head or at where the channel empties into Back River. Most people that live on the canal abide by it. Many weekenders do not. But again, if you go down one more slide or something, you'll see the BMX. There's a BMX track right here. As you're coming in Southwest Branch of Back River, you're heading up. Here's the boat ramp right here. All this is riprap. The city of Hampton has put riprap all along this channel to approximately right here. And of course, this is the dicey part here. This is where you have that steep, sheer wall. So it just seems like not to be insulting, but a no-brainer to stabilize that bank before you invest a lot more money.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
Thanks. City Hampton, want to rebut anything? Or
I'd just like to say that the schedule is to have this thing done by Memorial Day of 2008. If we apply for the funds, that'll kick this project out for another year, and that'd be great difficulty to the recreational boating for this coming boating year. So that's why they need to push forward with the dredging project now and follow up with some sort of erosion control later. I might add that we're putting additional navigation markers, no-wake zones, this kind of thing, to police as best we can what may have occurring, the erosion that may be occurring with the boating, that kind of thing.
Okay, thank you.
I'd just like to add that, again, this is a maintenance dredging project reestablishing the pre-existing depths. The shoreline stabilization, the city's interested in looking into that, but to my mind, at least, that's a separate project, not tied directly to this.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Matters before the commission.
Move we adopt staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to accept staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. McCluskey. Further discussion? I think, Mr. Snyder, what you set out to do as far as planting the seed pertaining to, I see the gentleman from Hampton nodding his head, is well planted and probably has some water on it right about now. So I can hope that that will come to fruition, not to use a pun. The other thing from a maintenance dredging perspective, it causes me a little concern when someone asks for maintenance dredge and not due to the possible hazards to navigation. It kind of puts us between a rock and a hard spot as well, as long as it's done according to the law. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Thank you all for a good presentation. Next item on the agenda, Stephen Bland, 062484. Mr. Neikert.
Mr. Bland is requesting authorization to construct a 700-foot-long by 5-foot-wide private non-commercial open-pile pier crossing a tidal marsh and a small unnamed tidal creek within the marsh, and then extending 265 feet channelward of mean high water adjacent to his property situated along LaGrange Creek in Middlesex County.